was my late husband, Jim. Jim had been diagnosed with head and neck cancer in February 2008. He was unable to eat or drink by mouth very early on in his 4.5-year battle with the disease, and by 2011, he was barely able to talk. Despite his inability to enjoy the feast and participate in the lively conversation, Jim, the ultimate master of hospitality, participated in one of his favorite activities by assisting Laura as sous chef and serving each dinner course to the guests. Jim died in May 2012 and was not able to be part of the program's later dinners. Other family members stepped in to help, including my sister-in-law Louise and future daughter-in-law Rachel. The discussions Laura and I had around the planning and preparation of these dinners were seeds for this book. It is the culmination of our mutual passion for nutrition and health, and most of all, for the love of family and friends. Food is central to the expression of love. My passion for nutrition arose with my first pregnancy and grew with my desire to ensure that my children were as healthy as they could possibly be. My other passion is science, and I was able to marry the two during my doctoral training in nutritional epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health. For the past 20 years, I have been at the forefront of research in an area with tremendous implications for public health: the link between Alzheimer's disease, cognitive decline, and diet. In 2015, my team put all this research together to develop the MIND Diet Score, which we found was associated with reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease and slower cognitive decline. It is this research that I describe in part one of the book. I am eager to share what I've learned about this cutting-edge science, as well as to share nutritious, easy-to-prepare recipes that support it. The 80 selections in part two of this book were created by Laura, who not only trained at a renowned culinary institute, but also grew up in a home where cooking and family meals were treasured, and good nutrition was emphasized. Many of these recipes are family favorites for casual dinners or special occasions. They're quick and easy to make, budget-friendly, and ideal for everyday living. Both delicious and satisfying, the meals can also be used as a template for daily or weekly food plans, or if you are an experienced cook, as a healthy base for your own dishes. Laura and I hope you will enjoy them while also reaping the benefits they're bound to create. Jim's love of food, family, and the camaraderie of meals and conversation is a fond memory and an important foundation of our children's upbringing. The Morris family table is famous for good food and conversation. We've shared our table with many guests, and Jim was always a central part of these meals. This book is dedicated to him. He endeavored to enjoy every second of his 66 years of life, and he made everyone around him enjoy life too. Part 1. Mind Healthy Science. Chapter 1. Cognitive Decline and Dementia. As we age, our brains age too. Our ability to think slows down, and we may experience occasional difficulty in, for example, recalling where we left our keys or retrieving a word or name. By all accounts, this is considered a normal degree of cognitive decline. It is a very different and more painful story, however, when you can no longer remember the way to get home or the names of your grandchildren. That is the experience of those who suffer from dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. No wonder dementia and cognitive decline are among the most feared consequences of aging. Being able to reason, remember, and make decisions the way we always have connects us to the identity, personality traits, and relationships we spend our lives building. To live out our golden years with a healthy degree of brain power is what we all hope for our future. I am happy to say that there is a great deal we can do to make this the reality for much of our lifetime. Dementia is a widespread and growing public health problem. In 2015, Alzheimer's disease, the leading type of dementia, affected more than 5 million adults in the United States and was the sixth leading cause of death. And while Alzheimer's disease accounts for some 60 to 80% of all cases of dementia, many adults experience other forms of dementia, with symptoms including memory loss, difficulties with communication and language, trouble with focus and attention, and errors in visual perception, reasoning, and judgment.